We begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Simen Kuf Dalet, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Dinei Chol Amoid. The Mishnah Masech, the Ovis Paragimel Mishnah, Yir Aleph, teaches us on a Vazas Chol Amoid. If somebody disrespects Chol Amoid, Alpi Shiesh, by Yod HaTorah, Masam Toivim, even though he is a Talmud Chochem, and he's done Masam Toivim, Ein Loi Chelik Loilam Haba. And when we speak about Chol Amoid, there are a number of different categories, the different opinions, and the Rishonim about working Chol Hamoed. Some Rishonim hold that working Chol Hamoed is awesome at the Raisa. Just it's the Torah gave it over to Chazal to determine what is permitted and what is not permitted. But if it's not permitted, it's awesome at the Raisa. Others suggest that it's only awesome at the Rabbanon. And the third opinion is sort of a compromise opinion, that anything that's not needed for Chol Hamoed is also Medaraisa. If it's not needed for Chol Hamoed, it's not a Dover Ovid, which we will speak about. And then the Chazchomim said that even under certain circumstances, things which are a Dover Ovid or things that are needed for Yontif, if it's a Maisa Uman, for example, requires professional doing or involves a Tircha, that is also Medarabonim. But under all circumstances, as we're going to learn, one has to be most careful in not doing melacha on Chol Hamoed. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chol Hamoed also b'ktsas melacha. On Chol Hamoed, some melachas are asur, or mutter m'ktsasan, and some melachas are asur. There are certain melachas that are asur on Shabbos and Yontif, but are unquestionably mutter on Chol Hamoed. There's no concept of muktsa on Chol Hamoed. There's no concept that one may not take off Trumas and Maestris on Chol Hamoed. The Isra of Tchumim, walking past the Tchum, is not an issue on Chol Hamoed. The issue of Dab Dover, that we're not allowed about speak about business-related activities, doesn't apply to Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed, Osbuk Tzas Malacha, Mutter Buk Tzasim, some Malachas are also on Chol Hamoed, some are Mutter. The Hainu, Chol Ma, anything that is needed for food to eat, to prepare food, is mutter on Chol Hamoed if you're doing it for Chol Hamoed meals or for Yontif meals. And the level of what's mutter is again much greater than it is on Yontif. On Yontif, machshirei oichel nefesh, for example, fixing an oven or fixing a refrigerator would be asur. On Chol Hamoed, it would be mutter. Similarly, it became melacha dava ha'avid, whenever there's a loss involved. Danim shlo yasena, if you will not do it on Chol Hamoed, javel de hefsed, it represents a loss. Mutter la soysoy, then it may be done. And dava ha'avid means that if you won't do it, there's a loss, and certainly if there's a question of sakana, any question of sakana, it may be done on Chol Hamoed. But if it's being done to just for purpose of profit, that is not allowed to be done Chol Hamoed. However, something which represents an unusual opportunity for a great amount of profit, where it's once it's extraordinary, doesn't come up, that is also mutter Chol Hamoed. If there's a question, if this is a situation of a Dover Ovid, it should be done preferably through a Nochri, or if not, it should certainly be done b'tzina, not in a public way. B'tzich l'zoy ma'oid, one must be most careful, sh'olalas is b'chol ma'id melocha asura, not to do anything chol ma'id which is prohibited. Shyamar Rabbein Asenazal, ha'mechala is chol ma'id ki lo'oy v'ravoy d'zorah. Sebeiz, oid amar Rabbein Asenazal, ha'mvaz is chol ma'id, somebody does respects the chol ma'id, abi sh'yesh be'y Torah ma'asim toivim, even though he's a Talmud Chochem and he's a tzaddik, en le'chel k'olam haba. But mavaza, what is the definition of mavaza? She'en mechabda b'machal b'mishd b'ksus. He doesn't dress properly in Chol Hamoed, eat and drink and wear Shabbos clothing. Ken chol adam chayv l'chabda fi koychay. Everybody should on Chol Hamoed do whatever he can. Ulo b'shbogdadim m'chubadim. And therefore, many suggest that on Chol Hamoed, just like on Yontif, one should drink wine, one should eat meat, and one should at least wash and eat bread to have a suda on Chol Hamoed. If somebody has a difficulty washing for bread throughout Chol Hamoed, should it eat at least mezoinus? And the Stechemet says that whoever spends and expends effort and resources on Chol Hamoed will be paid back double of what he invested. Sif Gimel. Melachas Davar Avid. Melachas, where it's a situation of Davar Avid. Yoch Lasses Gamadei Yisrael Acher. I could ask a Jew to do it on my behalf. Afilu Beschar, even if it pains paying him. Avil in Masha and a Davar Avid, if it's not a situation Davar Avid. El Shul Tzarech Moed, but what we're doing is because it's needed for Yontif. Ein Lasses Aidei Yisrael Acher Beschar. You should not have another Jew do it on our behalf for payment. El Aidei Avid Chavim. It should only be done through a Nachri. But if you can't find a Nachri, the gam by atzma in a yachala, so it's, and you yourself can't do it either, then afilu aidei yisrael b'schar, then you could ask a Jew and pay him for it. And therefore, if you have a Jewish taxi driver, or you have a Jewish help at home, or even if you have an orchestra playing on Chol Hamoed and you have to play the members of the band, all of that, since it's the Tzarech Hamoed, you could do it. The Paiskim say that in all these situations, you should try to do it b'havla. Don't pay them only for what they did for you, Chol Hamoed. Have them do something for you also not during Chol Hamoed, and then pay them one lump sum for everything. Siftal Hadamot, the last of Davar Ovid, this that we're being lenient with Davar Ovid, it's only a situation where what is being done cannot have been done before Yontif. If this could have been done before Yontif, and you left it for Chol Hamoed, then you may not do it Chol Hamoed. In other words, if something came up that you didn't think about it, or your refrigerator broke, for example, or something that you didn't plan on before Chol Hamoed, that you're allowed to do in Chol Hamoed. Or even a situation where you were under the assumption that what is needed to be done could have been done after Yontif, and therefore you were planning to do it after Yontif, and then the situation changed, and it has to be done now, and otherwise there'll be a real loss. There, in this case, that's considered a davar avid. But if you specifically knew, Chol Hamoed, I have time, and I'll do it in Chol Hamoed, that's called mechaven melach de lemoed. That's considered as if you deliberately plan to do this on Chol Hamoed, and we're going to learn is the halacha is very, very strict about something like that. And included in this halacha is that individuals who are entitled to vacation, and they only have a certain amount of vacation days, the halacha requires that they designate that their vacation days should be during Chol Hamoed. And they can't say, well, now I used up all my vacation days, and if I'm not going to work on Chol Hamoed, I'm not going to get paid. You shouldn't have used up your vacation days to come to this situation. Unless it's now a situation where you did what you shouldn't have done, you used your vacation days, you have no vacation days left, and if you're not going to work on Chol Hamoed, you're not going to get paid. And if you're not going to get paid, you're not going to have enough for Yontif, or you're going to be in a very difficult financial situation, then maybe there's room for leniency. Also, if somebody, for example, doesn't have vacation days, he has a position that doesn't come with vacation days, and he wants to take vacation, or even unpaid vacation, the Chol Hamoed, but his employer is telling him, if you're going to do so, you're going to lose your position. So he's working just because otherwise he'll lose his job. There's room for leniency. Sif Hey, Kamalach Tasuris Lasois B'Chol Hamoed. Anything that may not be done in Chol Hamoed. Im Yesh Kan Yisro She'en Le Ma'alach K'roi L'Chol Hamoed V'Yontif. If there's a Jew that really doesn't have enough funds for Chol Hamoed and Yontif, Mota Lasois Al Yodai. Who is the person you should choose to do this? Kadesh Yele Ma'alach, because you're providing a Jew to have food for Yontif. Mekamakim, even under those circumstances, Yasa B'Tzina, it should not be done publicly. Vasa Lasas Aidei Avd K'chavim, just because you're doing something and you're hiring a Nachri, doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it. You should have You're not supposed to plan work for Chol HaMoed unless it's Letzarech Yontov, Letzarech HaMoed, Ach Letzarech Mitzvah, Mutter. If you gave a job to a Nachri and you told the Nachri, I want the job done, and the Nachri, for his own convenience, does it on Chol HaMoed, then there's much more room for leniency, but there's only room for leniency, something that's being done in the privacy of the Nachri's home. Let's say a Jew is building a home or whatever, and he has a Nachri who's a builder, and he tells the Nachri, I need the job done. He's not paying him by the day even, he's paying him by the job. Work on property may not be done on Chol HaMoed. Sevava fila melachos hametoras, even what may be done, also may not be done on behalf of Nachrim.